Hello, everybody. This is Brett and Kyle, and we are coming to you almost live. I think we're going to be posting this very soon.
Yeah. Probably today or tomorrow that this will go up.
This is a one of our intermissions. This is not part of our regular feed. We are wanting to record a little reaction to last night's Oscars ceremonies kind of more broadly the films that filled 2021 that were a part of this ceremony. So that's what we're going to do today. I have to admit, so what started this a little bit for us, I tuned in. I when they announced the Best Picture nomination, I was just so shocked, and I texted my friend Kyle. I said, "Coda, this is so exciting! It was my favorite film of this last year that I saw, and I thought it had no chance of winning." And I said, "Coda," and he said, "Yeah, crazy after such a crazy night." And I said, "Oh, was it a crazy night? I've been putting my kids to bed. I just started watching in the middle of Jessica Chastain's speech."
And I replied, "Oh my."
Literally, I was like, "You've missed so much. Please go to Twitter immediately."
So I ran to Twitter and caught up a little bit on some of the drama of last night's ceremony. Right. So that drama mostly revolved around Mr. Will Smith, who just prior to winning his Best Actor award, had a bit of an altercation with Chris Rock, who made a joke about his wife.
Yes. Yeah. We'll touch on that, I believe, at some moment. I don't know. Would you like to start talking through, you know, our surprises as far as wins and that sort of thing in the categories?
Sounds great.
So
yeah, I mean, I start with Coda. So for me, I'll admit now, I've watched 9 of the 10 Best Picture nominations. I never got to see Licorice Pizza. I just couldn't find it anywhere that didn't cost $20, and I just wasn't willing to do so. And I didn't have the time to make it to the theater. Blah blah. I still plan to watch it. I think it's going to be great. I love Paul Thomas Anderson. I just didn't get a chance to watch that one.
That was the only one that you
didn't watch.
Okay.
And of the ones I watched, Coda, as I said, was the one that I connected with the most. I cried. I thought it was such a beautiful picture. And I thought, there's no way this is winning. Obviously, the darling of the nominations was The Power of the Dog.
Power of the Dog.
So I assumed, man, that's probably going to walk away with most of these. And when they announced, again, I had just turned on the TV, but when they announced Coda as the Best Picture, I was just so happy. And the same goes for Best Supporting Actor. Oh my gosh. The actor who plays the father, Troy Kotsur, I'm sure I'm butchering his name, was my favorite performance of this year. He was so incredibly good, and I was so happy to see that he had won the Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah. Going into the evening, you mentioned you had seen 9 of the 10 Best Pictures. I did not do as well. I had seen Coda, I had seen Dune, King Richard, and West Side Story. So I had seen 4 of the 10, not quite 50%. I guess I had seen the first half of Nightmare Alley and then had to end up turning it off. We got busy. But, and Coda, of the ones that I watched, Coda was the one that really stuck out to me. I loved the movie. I thought it was so beautiful and heartfelt. And like you said, Troy in that film as the father was phenomenal. And I also kind of, and I don't know if I let the fact that it had the most nominations, because I hadn't seen the film, so I didn't know what to go off of.
Right.
But I also thought that Power of the Dog was going to, you know, sweep. But, you know, Coda was batting 100 when it came to the categories they were nominated for.
Let's say batting 1,000.
Batting
100 is
100
very,
would
very
be poorly.
Bad batting
average.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah. Shows that I'm a huge baseball fan. No, batting 1,000. They won every...
All three. That's
they
right.
They won every category that they were nominated for. Adapted screenplay, supporting actor, and the big kahuna, best picture.
Right. Power of the Dog is a great movie. I really enjoyed it. Jane Campion, the director of that film, did win best director. I think deservedly so. so. It was, to me, the best directed movie that I saw. I did not see Licorice Pizza. But yeah, that's just, she is a really incredible filmmaker. And this Power of the Dog was a really compelling story, really interestingly told, really well shot. Yeah. Some of those other Best Picture nominations, you said you saw West Side Story. Yeah. I'm a sucker for the musical, as you know. Stephen Sondheim is obviously involved in this. He's my main squeeze, I've said before. I don't think it won any of our awards, which is...
It won... Ariana DeBose won Best Supporting Actress.
Huge oversight on my part.
So she really, really did well.
She was the front runner for it, I think. Yeah.
I liked the movie. I didn't love West Side Story. I'm a big Spielberg fan, but of his movies, I've enjoyed others better.
Sure.
But the things that stood out for West Side Story for me were Ariana DeBose, her performance throughout the movie.
Yeah, no doubt.
I thought that they had a good shot at maybe costumes. I thought the costuming and whatnot. And then what was the other one where I was like, oh, I could see it potentially getting there was... I'm looking through here, cinematography. And the reason say that is because the scene in West Side Story in the gymnasium where they enter the dance sequence and the cinematography in that scene alone was phenomenal to me. Yeah. But I completely understand why Dune won that category. And speaking of Dune, was the biggest winner of the night with six wins, and a lot of them came from the technical categories it won.
All of them, basically.
VFX, editing, cinematography, production design, sound, and original score. So a lot of technical and more kind of on the aesthetic side of things, which, I mean, when you think about, well, one, Denis Villeneuve, and I don't think I said his name correct, Denis and all of his films are very... visual and aesthetic, and the mashup between the cinematography, the editing, the sound, it kind of creates this visual product.
Yep.
And so, you know, it makes sense that I feel like that Dune kind of ran away with a lot of those awards.
It had a beautiful look. I mean, there are most scenes in that movie, it feels like you could just you could take a screenshot of it and put that up on your wall. Just a beautifully constructed, composed picture that Dune was. Beautiful movie. Let's see. King Richard. Will Smith won the Best Actor Award for King Richard. I liked King Richard as a movie.
Yes.
It's a compelling story, interesting story. I have to admit, I struggle with Will Smith as an actor. I like him as a person, I think. Last night kind of threw some of that into some odd relief. But I like him, I think, as an actor, as a person. But when it's hard for me not to see Will Smith. So I don't see, Richard Williams up there. I see Will Smith acting. Yeah. And for me, that always takes me out of it. So I can't help but see... he does a great job, of course. He's definitely putting on a persona.
Yeah.
But for me, I just never, unlike someone like the other, of course, the great black actor of our this generation, Denzel Washington. I mean, he is to me the greatest actor living, and Will Smith is nowhere close to that in terms of his ability to inhabit a character and take me somewhere.
Yeah. Now, and we've talked about this off pod before. Yeah. About Will Smith, because Kristen and I really did enjoy King Richard, and I've always been a fan of Will Smith and his movies. 7 Pounds was a movie that I really enjoyed. Not to get into spoilers, that's the one where he like crashes his car because he's going to donate his heart or something, or is like donating organs.
He was dead the whole time.
I can't remember, but
one of the spoilers.
And then I've just really enjoyed I Am Legend is one that I like. I Robot. So I've liked Will Smith, and I don't get the not that I don't get it. I don't feel the like, oh, I only see Will Smith.
Sure.
I really enjoyed him in that role, and I think that. I do think that Denzel Washington... I do like Denzel Washington better, so I'm not saying that I like Will Smith. Denzel Washington is just in a league of his own.
Sure.
But, yeah, it was a unique thing with Will Smith and Chris Rock. Mm. I guess this is a good enough time to touch on it. So basically, what ended up happening, Chris Rock got up on stage and was kind of telling jokes. I think most of them were scripted, but it seemed like maybe he said this particular joke as kind of like a one-off.
Off the cuff, sort of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he made a joke in regard to Jada Pinkett Smith. She is currently has a short haircut because she has openly discussed her diagnosis of alopecia, which causes hair loss. And so she's openly talked about that. And so Chris Rock made a joke about her waiting to see, you know, he can't wait to see her in G.I. Jane 2, which if any of you haven't seen G.I. Jane, the film, I can't remember who it was that starred in that movie. Is it Demi Moore?
Oh, yes.
Is it Demi Moore?
Good memory, yeah.
She stars as someone in the military and has a shaved head. And he tells the joke, and like some seconds pass, and you see him like kind of looking off stage of like, oh, you're coming on stage. And Will Smith comes on stage, proceeds to slap Chris Rock, goes back to his seat and says, at this point, the Oscars have cut the audio. If you go to like the Japanese broadcast or the Australian broadcast, you can find the footage unedited. But basically, Chris Rock is like, oh, Will Smith just slapped the crap out of me.
Right.
He doesn't say crap. But and then Will Smith says, get my wife's name out of your effing mouth. And he says it twice. And then Chris Rock looks stunned. He kind of goes through his monologue that he was saying for a documentary feature, which Questlove ended up winning, which I felt so bad for Questlove because I felt like all of this hubbub had happened and
talk about getting overshadowed.
I don't know if he kind of seemed flustered. I don't know if he was just like excited that he won and couldn't think of the words, or if it was just like everything before had like surprised him. But I felt bad that whole moment for him was overshadowed.
There's
a lot of people have a lot of opinions out there. Will Smith did end up winning Best Actor, and in his speech, he apologized to the Academy. He apologized to the other nominees. He talked about how he feels like he needs to defend his family, you know, out of love, this sort of thing. And so there's a lot of people talking out there, I think. To me, Will Smith's apology on stage, and we talked a little bit about this, I felt like he was apologizing for, and maybe I just interpreted it wrong, I felt like he was apologizing for, without saying explicitly, you know, slapping and kind of the scene that happened, but he wasn't necessarily saying, hey, Chris Rock, I'm sorry.
He never apologized to Chris Rock. Yeah,
because I think he felt that, no, Chris Rock, you overstepped a boundary. Like, you joked about something that my wife struggles with in terms of alopecia, like that shouldn't have been joked at, but I am sorry in the way that I reacted. That's how I saw it. So I didn't truly, I mean, we all kind of lose our cool sometimes. I didn't truly, like, I don't fully hold it against Will Smith, I so to speak. I think Chris Rock kind of overstepped a boundary there. Like, you should not make jokes about someone who's struggling with alopecia. Maybe he didn't know.
Right.
Who knows?
Right. I mean, regardless, come on. This is live TV. It's being broadcast all over the world. You go up and you assault. This is assault. I mean, I reportedly, last I saw, Chris Rock has declined to press charges, which is good of him, and I would have been odd if he had. But I mean, totally understandable if he had. I mean, he got assaulted on live TV in front of people. And that's just, I think, come on, this is ridiculous. Will Smith, violence at the cost of a joke. I mean, you can defend your family in lots of other ways.
It's true.
Showing, I mean, it's not just obviously the violence. It's also, the example that you're setting. I mean, the whole idea here of these ceremonies is that these are people we are holding up to some sort of standard. Now, whether or not we should be doing that is a matter of great debate. But you know, using violence to get a point across, I don't think that's ever going to be the right.
Maybe I'm reading a little bit more into it than I should. But I felt like in his emotions, in his acceptance speech, he seemed like he like felt genuinely bad for like the way things went down. He did not, like I said, he did not specifically apologize to Chris Rock,
right?
But yeah, so it was just a weird, like, it was a weird event.
Yeah.
And honestly, the group I was watching with, we talked about this too, but like, there were like literally the next three awards, and we were still talking about what happened. And so,
you bet. We're talking about it the next day.
Yeah.
You bet. And we'll be for a while. This is up there with La La Land and Moonlight, I think, that controversy. Some of the other films, just to speak of them quickly, some of these best picture films, Belfast, I watched. I don't know. It didn't work for me. It was slow. It was
interesting.
I wanted to love it. I thought this is made just for me. I love, you know, Ireland. I love the history of Ireland. I love a picture set about 50 years ago. That's all great. All works for me. It just was very slow to me. The Nightmare Alley to me was one of my favorite movies of the year as well. This
I need
was
to finish it,
such
yeah.
a visually interesting movie. Such a the kind of a story that you don't know where it's going to go. There's an aura of mystery around Bradley Cooper's character for the first half of the movie, and then as he begins to reveal who he is, the kind of person he is, it just goes in some really interesting directions. I thought it was a really, really well told movie. Not surprised it didn't win the awards, but it was a really great movie. Power of the Dog was, like I said, very, I think, really compelling story. Benedict Cumberbatch, Jesse Plemons. I love Jesse Plemons. He does such a good job, I think, in that movie. And, of course, the guy, the young man who was up for Best Supporting Actor, Cody Smith McPhee. I'm, again, thrilled that Troy Kotsur won for Coda, but Cody Smith McPhee was just incredible in his role in The Power of the Dog, and I think was probably the front runner for that award. So I'm really thrilled that Troy Kotsur won, but Cody Smith McPhee, definitely a notable honorable mention there.
I will say, coming from the perspective, like I said, Brett's seen more of these than I have, but coming from the perspective of I only had seen a handful, after watching the ceremony, the movies that I left wanting to see more of, based off just the clips that I saw, Belfast was definitely one of them, just because it seemed so. The clips I saw, I didn't realize Judi Dench was in the movie. I'm a big fan of Judi Dench.
Dame Judi Dench.
Yes. And so that was one that I came away really wanting to see. The Nightmare Alley, like I said, I got about 15 minutes into the movie and then had to stop. And so just the clips I saw, I'm a big Guillermo del Toro fan, really the only movie that Shape of Water, I don't know if I was like the biggest fan of. I see the technical prowess of it and the storytelling of it. It just, you know, it was a little odd. It was the first date I took my wife on. The first movie date we went to, it was a little odd.
So made her fall in love with you.
Nightmare Alley is one of the second ones that I came away really wanting to see. Drive My Car one that I really came away wanting to see more of.
That's a really, really good movie. Long, very long, very slow. But it's good. It's just a really well told story.
And then the last two that I came away wanting to see more of, the Eyes of Tammy Faye. I didn't even really know who Tammy Faye was. I was like, that's Jessica Chastain. Her performance looks really good in that movie.
And Andrew Garfield, right? I did not see that one either.
I have another Andrew Garfield, the Tick Tick Boom's another one,
right?
And then,
but he's also in Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Oh, is he really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's her co-star.
I missed that one. I didn't even know that. And then finally, I so want to see Summer of Soul or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised from Questlove. That looks so good. And I'm hoping that it is streaming somewhere
I think it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu. Yes. So I will be watching that in the coming weeks soon. So.
Good. Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of the first Oscars coming out of the pandemic where there are, to me, the last years were just difficult to watch. These are the movies from 2020, but these films from 2021, there's just some really, really great movies being made again. And it was, I think, an exciting year for film. I'm excited to keep watching these things that come out. Yeah, I of note for me, I just noted that in the Best Actress category, I had seen zero of those movies. Spencer, Being the Ricardos, Eyes of Tammy Faye, Parallel Mothers, Lost Daughter. None of them have I seen. And I would be interested in watching all of those. Love Olivia Colman. I've heard Kristen Stewart's performance is really good.
Yes, Spencer. Yes, my wife said...
biggest snub, right?
Yeah, well, my wife said that she had read an article or something that, like, someone who had been close with Princess Diana said that it had been quoted as saying that it was one of the best portrayals of Princess Diana that they had ever seen.
Yeah,
and so really, really fascinated by that movie. And I just think that I feel like Kristen Stewart is... I feel like she gets slept on too. Like she's underrated because people just think of her as the actress who did Twilight. Which I mean, don't get me started on Twilight. I love those movies. So maybe surprise you with that one. But you know,
I love that you love those movies.
But it's just a good popcorn flick. But anyways, I think that she has such range that I don't know if people look past the Twilight movies.
She got nominated. There's a strong future for her. I think she keeps making good choices. I think she could become a really great actress. I mean a really well-regarded actress. I think she probably already is a great actress.
Yeah.
Anyway, these are the 2021 films that we're looking at. We would love to know what you think about the Oscars last night. Hey, again, hit us up as always on our social medias. We're at Cinema Rewind Pod on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Email us, Twitter, cinemarewindpod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Thanks for following along with us. We will be back in your feeds on Thursday morning as always.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye.